Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, ngempela esandleni somusa siyagcinwa. Beautiful music, soothing sounds. Hlengiwe wakamhlaba esandleni somusa. Appreciating Cookie on the WhatsApp line, and she says a blessed good afternoon to you, my dear Mpo. Oh, Cookie, am I so dear to you? Thank you, my darling. And she says God has been so faithful to his word through the many healings he has performed for my family and for me. When we felt like it is the end, he came through. Oh, glory be unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. From Cookie Stephen in Boxback. Thank you so much, mommy. Thank you so much. I appreciate. I can attest that God has also been good to myself and my family. You and I are praising right now. We are saying we have seen God. I appreciate your comment. Keep them coming, family. What is it that God has done for you? What is it that God has done for you? You've seen God. You've seen God working miracles in your life. You know, you've seen him change you. When people have written you off, God did something. So I'll be waiting for your messages as we are going through with the day. Right now, we are connecting with my bishop, that is Bishop Mashashane. Welcome this afternoon. And how are you doing, my good sir?
Greetings and thank you for having us. We are well and humbled to be in the platform.
Greet
you and the listeners in Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive amen in Jesus' name. Now, Bishop, this afternoon we are talking all things elections, politics, and the church, right? And the big question that I have for you today is that should, as Christians, should we participate in or even endorse, candidates who are running in for elections? Bishop, we are all ears.
Thank you very much for this wonderful and good question. The answer is yes.
Okay.
We need to participate as Christians. Even we need to be active citizens. We also have the right to endorse those with good character and ethical behavior to be chosen into those positions. The word of God says we are the light and the salt of the world.
Come on now.
In other words, we need to bring the light even to the communities and give them the direction, because we've got the ability to lead. To lead is not only to hold a certain position. A leader is somebody who can influence people to go along into a certain direction. So we've got the ability to influence the community, to influence the members of the church, even to influence the government.
Yeah.
That is why God does not want us to be passive in terms of what is happening in our government, or rather in our country. That is why Apostle Paul is saying, first of all, pray for your leaders.
Yeah.
If God has nothing to do with the government and the authorities of the of this world, he was not even going to say we must pray for them. And he even gives the reason. He says you need to pray for them so that you may live in peace.
Yeah.
So that indicates that whatsoever is happening in the world or in the country, we are not in exclusion.
Yeah.
We are affected directly or indirectly. If the economy is not in position, it's affecting us, it's affecting our children, it's affecting the church directly as well. And if everything goes well, the church also flourishes well. So we need to understand that it is the duty of the Christians, especially the leaders, to bring to light to the congregants and the community at large in choosing or endorsing the correct and the God-fearing leader.
Mm.
And if we don't do so, or rather we play a neutral position, we are no longer leaders.
Hmm.
As leaders, we need to guide, we need to influence. And we cannot be the leaders that are saying, no, we are of the kingdom and we don't get involved on the matters of this world. Because the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6,
mm-hmm.
don't you know that you will be judging even the angels?
Mm.
If you are to judge even the angels, can't you judge the matters of this life or this world?
Mm.
We've got that wisdom, we've got that understanding, we've got the knowledge, and we really need to stand unashamedly and say, this is not correct, we are condemning this, you cannot bring ungodly people to lead us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you will be complaining of the same people that are putting the laws which contradict your belief, or rather the word of God.
Mm.
And you will be misled by being referred to the book of Romans, saying all governments and powers are instituted by God. We don't have that at the moment.
Yeah.
We also have the government that is instituted by the power of darkness. Mm. And we need not to shy or be afraid to confront that.
Mm.
Because any government that contradicts God's word, it is not God's government. It is anti-Christ government. The Bible says you will know them by their fruit. So how do you plant, an apple tree and you expect to get a guava from it? After you planted a wrong and a corrupt people, you are taking a fasting and praying that they must not bear the fruit of who they are.
Sure.
They are evil.
Yep.
They are not fearing God.
Yep.
And the Bible says, when the evil takes power, the nation mourns. But
sure.
when the righteous are taking the power, the nation rejoices. So there's no way that we can play a neutral position here. We can't say, we place the government of the kingdom of darkness. People that are appearing even on your television, going the shisa in purple, they are going to amakumreki aseshonile, they are tela in charge. Amadlozi lawa wena othi you are coming out of, but you are putting that government into place to lead you. You are praying for that government. So the time is now that the church needs to have a say, and the church needs to lead.
Yeah.
It is now coming to the position where in the Bible says all the kings, all the rulers, they were consulting with the men of God. Even when they go for a battle, for a fight, they would go to the prophet first and say, what does God say? We've got the answers. Our God is the answer of the world.
Mm.
Jesus is the answer. And there's no way that we can stand as if we do not know ukuthi simebuphi. Asidigile and we are not confused. We need now to put men and women of God in parliament who will go there and change the thing. Otherwise, we will be a church that always complains because we are not part when they sign the law of the abortion.
Mm.
And only when the law has been passed, we will be complaining and toying. You can't change anything.
Mm.
It's already being sealed and written. Now, we need to be part of the law so that we can abort those laws even before they are declared to be effective. Where is the church when they are proposing the law that if a man is allowed to marry more than one wife, then we want women also to be allowed to marry more than one husband? Where is the church?
Yeah, Marut, I hear.
Where was the church? We are 84% of Christians in this country. Mm. So where was this 84% to oppose abortion?
Mm.
So the time is now, my sister, that as a church, we need to take a role. We need to endorse God-fearing people, and we cannot continue allowing the comrades to come and hijack the pulpit. Pulpit is not for the politician. Politicians, when they come to church, they must know that they are there to sit down and listen to the word of God. If they accept Christ, they accept Christ, we celebrate. But today we see the church, when the politicians come, they hijack the pulpit to serve their own narrative.
Mm.
The service will change immediately because today there's a politician.
Sure.
Mm. We are not sure of who we are. Let us take our position, let us stand firm, and let us speak to our people. Those who say we are Christians, we don't want to vote, we don't want to have a say, you need to understand that if you are not doing anything, you are actually supporting the evil to trump. The Bible says the evil trumps when the righteous do nothing.
Hmm.
So anyone who is not going outside there to vote, that person is actually sustaining the present status quo. That person is actually supporting whatever is happening at the moment. So we need to be active and we need to partake.
The time is now, Muruti.
Yes, my lady.
Sure. Now, Muruti, you know, and you've mentioned the percentage of the Christians that we have in our country, but you know, and I think many of us have that, like you were saying, many of us would say, I'm not voting, I'm Christian, you know, I don't want to be involved. But at the end of the day, we get frustrated when the ruling, whoever wins, and the ruling party doesn't come to meet the points of, especially us as Christians, we feel that our needs are not met. We are being neglected. But when it comes to time for us to make our mark so that we can, our voice as the church may be heard, we don't participate. How, Muruti, what do you think can be done as the church? How, as the church, can we come together and make sure that, our voice is heard when it comes to elections and making the right choices?
Well, thank you very much. You have just nailed it, on the head.
Mm.
The problem is nobody will take you serious until you take yourself serious.
Come on now. Yeah.
Mm. Nobody will recognize you until you say, I exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you look at the Muslims, they are only 11% of the South African citizens. But they are taken very serious. You go to banks, there is a special product that are given to Muslims. But then if we're talking of 84% of Christians, we are not in existence. We don't appear. We don't even, bring to light the power that we have. If we can go to a bank and say, we want a special product and treatment for Christians, if not, we are closing all the accounts of the Christians, then the bank will spend and do what you want.
Mm.
But because we don't exercise our power, that is why.
Mm. Sure, we don't exercise our power.
Amadimoni. Leader. The time is now. The time is now. If you look at all this manifesto, including those political parties that are identified as Christian parties, Have you ever seen any or any of the cardinal pillars that says our manifesto is that once we take over, mm-hmm. we will give the land to the churches free of charge? We see demolition of churches every sure. now and then.
Mm.
We have gone so many times in court to fight for the churches being demolished.
Mm. Mm.
We have gone so many times where the site of the church will be sold fraudulently while it's already occupied by a church.
Sure.
But nobody is having that manifesto.
Mm.
We have seen it 2021. 43 members of Pastor Mukuba were shot directly hmm. by the police inside the church
sure.
simply for worshiping during the COVID-19.
Hmm.
Where was the politicians to defend us?
Hmm.
There was not even so-called Christian political parties that stood. We had to stand as the South African National Christian Forum and fought that battle. So the time is now.
Hmm.
We need to remind that. And the time is now that the church must stand and say, our vote is not for free. We are selling our vote. You do what we want, you get our vote.
Hmm. But then, Bishop, you know, in a case where, you know, a different party, yes, as Christians, we might take a stand and vote, and at the end of the day, let's say we don't win. I'm just using this as an example. We don't win, another party that is not Christian wins, and they are ruling. Do we therefore, what do we do as the church? Do we pray? Do we continue just standing in the gap, praying for our leaders? How do we then contribute to a circumstance where a different party, which is not Christian, wins? But what is it as the church that we should be doing in the meantime as this party is ruling? What is it that we can do to contribute to things being better in our communities or being better in our land?
Thank you very much. First of all, before I answer that one, let me start from where your statement started.
Yeah.
Let's say we are not winning.
Yeah.
The reason why we are not winning, why are we not winning when we are 84%?
Yeah. That's the other thing. Why are we not winning?
Because the church is divided.
Sure, we are divided.
If we can bring the vote of all Christians together at 84%, obviously, we are not even crying for 50+1.
Yeah.
We are over enough.
Mm. Sure.
So the reason why we are not winning, we are not leading, is because number one, others they think it's ungodly
mm-hmm.
to participate.
Mm.
Number two is because we are divided. How many Christian political parties have come up right now?
Mm.
Why don't they come together and at least, you know, be one voice?
Yeah.
We see all parties, they have now recognized and admitted that the voting of 2024, you can't go alone. They are going together. They are forming the alliance. They are forming the pre-election coalition. Why the church cannot do the same? Why the church cannot stand in solidarity?
Sure.
That is the problem that we need to deal with as a church.
Mm-hmm.
They study our forum, they study that and that. Abafuni ukuphathwa, inkonzo yokuthobelana abanayo. Everyone wants to rule over another one. They are contradicting themselves even in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going as a church?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we leave?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say it happens. If it happens and we have done our part, we expect God to do the rest. We do the best, God will do the rest. And therefore, if we were to stand up as a church, even if we don't win automatically, we could have an influence because there's somebody who can come and beg the church to make a collision with the church.
Hmm.
But because we are not counted anywhere, that is why we are non-existent. Nobody is saying, should we win, I will do this for the church. Nobody. Nobody.
Sure.
So the time is now, if we stand up, even if we don't win, we will have a voice. We can't expect Ntate Mishwa with the 2 feet to have a voice in parliament. With the 2 feet, you are just like upete inki, ufuna ukudaya amanzi waselwandle. How can you change the water? Eh? I mean, 2 feet out of 400 feet. What are you going to do on that? So we need to come together as a church. We need to stop the duplication of our political party. As we put the same manifesto, we only playing with the English words, this, but the meaning, we are standing for one thing. So why don't we come together and we can have a strong voice? We can have an impact. And that is not too late. I am busy right now. I've managed to get 7 political parties of Christians. At least they've come together. They have said that they are right and say, we are going to cast a vote under one. All of us, we are not going to appear. And it is not late. We can still do that. Only 4 weeks or whatsoever left can still have a great impact if we've got a willing heart. We are 4% of Christians. We want South Africa to be declared a Christian country.
Amen.
This is the country that the whole continent must know that God lives. That is the country that God has chosen. And unless we stand, we will not do anything. I always say, Christians, we are like the police. Soldiers, they don't come and work in the community unless the police have done their work and even don't interfere. When we stand our ground, when we play our part, the angels of God, the army of heaven, will come and take the battle for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Sure. Amen.
Usithembile uNkulunkulu. The time is now.
The time is now.
Usithembile uJehova. The time is now. We just need to stand. We just need to trust our God and say, greater is He, oh Mandarabaya. The one that is on our side is greater than the one in the world. We fear not. Aiko, interesting Isaba, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We cannot be silenced anymore.
Yeah.
The voice of the church must take a lead now.
Amen. Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi.
Asiye kubamba imihlangano nezangoma. The time is now ukuthi sime siyibandla. Sime nje mpela sibe ukukhanya kwezwe. Singaliqovi ivangeli, singalihlanganisi. Elethu lithiyo liphelele.
Amen. Bishop Mashashani, we're running out of time.
We can't talk of corruption if the church can take its position, then the corruption will be the history, will only be a history. Because singabalungileyo sibizelwe salungisiswa egazini. Sisaba uNkulunkulu before sisaba abantu. Sithembeka kulo ongabonwa before sithembeka ebantwini.
Amen.
God bless you. We are humbled by this opportunity. And I pray that all Christians that are listening can do something about this. Let us not be the hearers, but be the doers.
Doers. Amen. Bishop, you know, also, you've touched on many important things. Some of the things I've taken from our chat this afternoon is that as Christians, we need to participate. We need to be active citizens. We need to influence the community. Pray for our leaders, and we need to have a say. We need to have a say in the things of our government. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Bishop. May I then ask you to lead us in prayer in preparation of the coming elections?
Thank you very much. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have given us the power, Lord. You said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth, Lord, shall be permitted in heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the unity of the body of Christ. I pray, dear Lord, for divine vision, so that, dear Lord, through the vision and the good mind that you have for our country, we shall lead in prosperity and success. Dear Lord, I pray for the coming elections. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. I arrest all evil motives, all evil plans that will disturb peace and solidarity in our country, that will disturb peace in our country and stability. Father God, I speak peace, I speak love, I speak protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I terminate every evil plan even before it is exercised. We expose the evil doers right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for brothers and sisters whom you have appointed and sent in the political space. Father God, I pray that, Lord, they're going to stand for your kingdom. They're going to speak the truth even to the power in the mighty name of Jesus. They're going to be the light of the world from the parliament. They're going to be the salt, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just for your glorious name, mighty Lord. I pray that, Lord, you lead all Christians, Father God, to cast their vote to those who have been proven to be God-fearing in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that, dear Father, you always use the little to expose and despise the higher. In the mighty name of Jesus, the time is now. And we allow the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our country. Let your spirit, Father, do amazing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that we receive. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Rea Leboga, thank you so much, Bishop Mashashane. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
God bless you. We are humbled and continue the good work that the Lord has started in your life.
Amen. And family, that was Bishop Mashashane. We were talking about elections, politics, and the church. Should Christians participate in and endorse candidates running in an election? What a powerful talk with him. I must say it really has opened my eyes, because I've been one of those who say, I don't want to be involved. But at the end of the day, we are ruled by people that we did not choose. We get frustrated. We feel like our Christian values are not valued enough. But I think this just opened my eyes that we should, as the church, as Christian community, take a stand, make our voice heard, participate, man, participate, so that we have a country that is grounded on the things of God and, you know, what the word of God, you know, wants for all of us. Bongani, where are you going? Song? We're going to take a song. Here is Pascaline Mudiba. Song is titled Ujesu Ungowam.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.